Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Greg Warren with the Warren Report. It's coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Tom. God knows I'm not perfect. I guess I can be difficult and maybe a little demanding. Well, sure, some might say tyrannical, but I don't get it. I try to be a nice guy, but it seems everybody's pissed at me. My friends are pissed, my partner's pissed, my mother's pissed, my lawyer's pissed, my waiter's pissed, my dog is pissed. Everybody's pissed at me. My banker's pissed, my family's pissed, my plumber's pissed, my fisher pissed, my barber's pissed, my brother's pissed.
It is very plain to see.
Everybody's pissed at me.
I think we can all agree.
Everybody's pissed at me.
From you all. Today,
I am sick of all your bitching. Here's a check. Go away.
Your boss is pissed. Your kids are pissed. Your neighbor's pissed. Your sister's pissed. We'll bet even God is pissed.
Everybody's pissed at me. When I wrote my pissed off list, I'm sure there's someone that I missed, and that will probably make them pissed.
It is very plain to see.
Everybody's pissed at me.
I think we can all agree.
Everybody's pissed at me.
Very justifiably.
Everybody's pissed at me.
Your friends are pissed. Your partner's pissed. Your mother's pissed. Your lawyer's pissed. Your waiter's pissed. Your dog is pissed.
Everybody's pissed at me.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and Tom, we have a special guest.
There he is. I can see him on the big screen. It's comedian Greg Warren, and I can't see the lights weird. Who is in the picture behind you?
Oh, it's former.
Is that Warren Harding?
Yeah, that's Warren Harding, Warren G. Harding, Tom.
Okay.
Well, history wasn't kind to him, what with the Teapot Dome scandal.
It was either not kind or pretty accurate.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that Teapot Dome thing was bad, was definitely a scandal.
And from what I understand, I guess he had a couple of hookers up in the White House and asked them to do I'm a Little Teapot. And
that's not really very accurate.
No, that's not what it was.
Something like that.
It had to do with Sinclair and oil. But
I do have a note on your little presentation here, Greg. This might not mean anything. But
Chick, it means everything.
No. I just wanted to offer that... you had a picture, you're putting your fun thing you're doing is you put it's the Warren Report.
Right, so famous Warrens like Earl Warren.
Right, you've seen fit to put a picture behind you of a Warren.
Oh.
Like Warren G. Harding. And then one week you had a picture of Warren Zevon up behind you.
Yeah.
And I believe you were talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken. And that might not have been right, but let's just say... And I thought for a second that Warren Zevon invented Kentucky Fried Chicken. You see where I'm heading with this?
Yeah.
So maybe instead of hanging it in back of you for the entire report, I don't. It might not mean anything.
It doesn't. Tom,
of course, the number one guy to see confusing things like this, and you don't agree with that, huh? Okay.
No, Chick. No? Man, I mostly do this report to make you happy.
So. Well, thank you, Greg.
Now, what's today's topic, Greg?
We're right around the corner from March Madness. I thought it might be fun to look at some of my favorite college cheers.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So I thought I'd start out with probably my favorite. The first time I heard this cheer, Josh and I were doing a show 10 years ago in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh,
and I just mentioned something about the University of Arkansas, and all the crowd immediately went, "Ooh, Pig Suey." Pig suey. Ooh. Pig suey. Razorbacks. It's the weird. And I, trust me, I slowed that. I sped that up. The thing lasts like 7 minutes. And it's the most unemotional cheer. They keep a straight face. They just go, "Pig suey." And it's a weird one. I looked into the origin of this. Apparently, back around 1920, the Razorbacks were having a bad game, and there was a bunch of farmers at the game, and they just started calling, doing hog calls and pig calls to make fun of how bad the team was.
Their own team.
They were calling their own team pigs, basically.
Yeah.
So they started calling those hogs, and that's the cheer. Now, I was just in Fayetteville, and I was at a Razorback baseball game, and they all did it.
Yeah.
Somebody goes, "I think it's time to call them hogs," and then they all do it.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's a little odd that they would... A thing that they were basically saying, "You guys suck," and then they turned that into a cheer.
Right.
You
know? And that's awesome. And I think it's so unique. That's what's so great about it.
Most unique. Yeah.
Of these schools, they're all doing the exact same cheers. They've got the same looking mascots. It's nice to do their own thing.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a rare one. of course, I'll test this out. I know we have a couple of Ohio natives in the studio. This is probably the most prevalent. I did live in Ohio for a while. I mean, if you're in Ohio and you mention anything about sports, half the room says OH, and then the other half says IO. It takes two of these idiots to spell their state.
Well, I resemble.
Hey, how do you spell the place where you're from? Well, usually I work with a partner. Hold on a second. Jimmy, come here. They want us to spell the state. No, I can't do the first part, Jimmy. I only do the second part. I could try. L7. Damn it, that ain't it.
L7.
Well, Greg, I know this is all in good fun, but I hate to be the one reading your social media today.
Oh, they're gonna hate me, all of them. Oh, yeah. I have no room to talk. I have no room to talk, Josh. I went to Missouri. We say M-I-Z, Z-O-U, and that is not how you spell Missouri. It's not even close. It's not even close. And then another one that I like is the University of Nebraska, you know, the Cornhuskers, another right. Big Ten school. They have one guy, starts a cheer, he starts real slow, and he goes, "Go Big Red," and everybody goes, "Go Big Red." So what happens there in Nebraska is week to week, these dummies forget the cheer. So they have to have one guy re-explain it to him. You know, uh-huh. He's like, "Okay, guys, no, guys, it's good. You sound it out. Go Big Red," and they're all like, "Oh yeah. Go Big Red." Yeah.
Is that person assigned to do that? I've always wondered that. Or is it just some? Can anybody start it?
Tom, I think it's pretty spontaneous, man. It's anybody that feels like starting to cheer.
Because there's always the guy that tries to do the standing ovation at the end of an event, and he's the only guy standing, kind of looking around like, "Come on, guys, don't leave me hanging here."
Yeah, that reminds me of when I was in college. Me and two of the guys on the wrestling team saw Animal House and thought it would be funny to start a food fight in the cafeteria. And it was just the three of us throwing food at each other.
It never caught on.
People were like, "Hey, we have to go to class."
The lady came over and made us clean everything up.
Just failure. Three idiots.
Yeah.
G Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now, this one I recently discovered. This is a good one. Ole Miss. This one, it's a little involved, but Ole Miss, again, it starts with one guy, and he goes, are you ready? And they all go, hell yeah, damn right. Hottie toddy, gosh almighty, who the hell are we? Hey, flim flam, bim bam, Ole Miss by damn. That's
That's a fun one.
It's a fun one. I mean, a lot of profanity in that cheer. it's interesting that they sort of to have profanity meshed with the word gosh. You know, it reminds me of, you guys ever seen, like, it reminds me of some comedians when you'll see someone talking about a very graphic, depraved sex act, and then they'll say boobies. I'm like, well, anyway, pick one or the other.
You've been asking me to change that bit for 10 years, and I'm not going to. You know, though, Greg, my mom, I mean, I can say damn and hell around her, but if I throw God in front of anything, she is not happy with me.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of people.
I'm sure that's an old miss. Fine southern gentleman.
You don't do that.
And then when
I was in college, I went to Missouri, and our
M-I-Z. Oh, sorry.
M-O-U-S-E.
My fault.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that how it is?
I think it's a Mickey Mouse Club, Tom.
Sorry, I forgot.
Our rival was Kansas. We hated Kansas.
The Jayhawks.
Rock chalk Jayhawk.
There you go, chick. There you go. Rock chalk Jayhawk. But the way they say it, it's like a Catholic mass. They go rock chalk Jayhawk. K-U. In the name of the Father.
Hey, Greg, and rock chalk Jayhawk, does chalk beat rock, or does Jayhawk
what the hell does that even mean?
It's a rock, paper, scissors joke.
It's interesting that you should ask, Christy. Yeah. So it used to be rah-rah Jayhawk, but this guy, a chemistry professor, E.H.S. Bailey.
Pardon Tom's yawn, Greg.
Yawn. The mic is off.
It wasn't off.
Even if you turn it off,
we heard it as plain as day. But, Greg, here's the thing. I'm glad this happened. Because all of us.
Why?
I think all of us have his quick little critique of, we've all been exposed to it, and now you have to.
Chick, it hurts.
Of course it does.
I had to put on a birthday party for a six-year-old over the weekend. I'm exhausted.
That was 2 days ago.
It doesn't matter, Christy.
It doesn't matter.
Let me get back to your question, Christy. Okay. This is important stuff. Chemistry professor E.H.S. Bailey. I hate a guy with three initials.
Well, don't tell W.E.B. DeBaus.
Boys.
Dubois.
What did you call him? DeBaus?
That's right.
That sounds like a rap band. Hey, man, did you see DeBaus? They opened for W.E.B. DeBaus.
You know what, Christy? You're not going to get the answer on this.
Thanks, Tom.
No, he was a chemist.
Chemistry professor.
So he extended it to rock chalk.
Wrote in chalk, did he?
Rock chalk, yeah, because the university is built on a type of limestone called chalk rock.
Oh, okay.
Hey, does the great Jesuit university, Creighton University, have a team for the Fighting Barrels?
Crate and Barrel.
I don't know.
Crate and
my
Barrel.
Cousins.
See? Now, this is another thing.
Yeah.
You thought he was having a conversation with you, didn't you?
No.
Didn't you?
Same thing.
No, he was just setting me up for a bit, man. Yeah.
You are truly family.
Yeah. And I walked right into that.
Yes, yeah, you did.
A little behind the curve.
Right in. Went out of the Creighton University wiki page up 5 minutes ago. What's he going to do with this?
I want to see if they had a cheer.
Oklahoma, of course, Boomer Sooner.
Sure.
Great one.
You know, half the audience says Boomer, then the rest of the crowd says Sooner. Also, there's a song, Boomer Sooner, Boomer Sooner, Boomer Sooner. I think that's all they say.
You know, that has to have been shouted in bed at some point. You know, some
Boomer Sooner.
I bet.
Yes.
I bet.
Some
cheerleader.
Exactly.
Some cheerleader hooks up with the quarterback, and then she goes, "Boomer Sooner." Also.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Boomer too soon.
I bet you. This, every night in Alabama, there's sex and people saying "Roll Tide."
Mm. Sure.
Mom.
Roll Tide, Mom.
Boomer.
Roll Tide,
Mom. What did he say?
Not even sister. You want straight mother?
You know, we need to
go back to yawning.
At the commercial.
Sorry.
Now, somehow, Greg, this is another thing he does. Somehow, he blurted out an inappropriate remark. But that'll be your fault, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
He retells it.
Oh, yeah. Well, Greg brought it up.
Well, Greg brought it up, and then he took a breath.
He's got families having sex together.
We're going to go off the air. Cheers.
He almost, he was trying not to pass out, but still, he took a breath.
I'm sorry, Greg. Go ahead.
Greg ruined the show.
Yep.
Boomer Sooner, guys, I've been doing these reports for a couple of months now, and I've gotten into some research. I'm a researcher.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get this one. I'll give you my best to try. There was a land rush in 1889. They were going to take some of the land previously occupied by the Indians.
The Osage, and the right?
I believe you're right.
No, you say.
Jesus Christ.
Osage, Ice Age. You all say it's for ice cream.
The Sooners were the people that went in before they were supposed to go on the land rush. Well, the Boomers were the people that waited until the appropriate time. But the Boomers are also people who went in 10 years before. Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Whole land rush thing was crazy. Crazy.
But oh, yeah. Saw that Far and Away show with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, I've never seen that. Is that what that's about?
I don't think it's about that.
I'm just trying to get Tom to yawn again.
It's working. But today, outside of that area, a boomer is considered to be a person of the baby boom.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
then,
what's the current phrase?
Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Sure.
I thought they were all calling people land rushers.
I thought a boomer was an explosives expert.
I thought it was a mascot for the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, or Chris Berman.
Chris Berman.
Tom loves
former quarterback for the Bengals.
You
love the nickname Boomer, don't you?
Boomer is awesome. Yeah.
Well, I do, but I mean, I don't know why when you're on ESPN and there's a guy that already has the name.
Yeah.
Boomer Esiason. Why do you? I don't know.
I believe Chris Berman is older than Boomer Esiason.
Did he have it first?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry. Back to you, Greg.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
One has to wonder at this point what this report would sound like if Tom didn't try to kill it every week.
I didn't try to kill it. You brought up the Boomer thing.
You're the one over there, Alabama.
Chick, you took some shots at the picture, okay? You did.
That's where it happened. That's where it all started. You're right.
Now we're out of time.
I'm sorry.
This is a thing. Can I tell one more story?
Yeah, real quick.
Better hurry.
Okay. In 1983, Oklahoma State was beating the crap out of Oklahoma 20-3. And the OU Oklahoma band director got escorted off the field for not having a sideline pass.
Oh.
As he was leaving, he said, play the song Boomer Sooner and keep playing it until we start winning. They played it 300 times and they wound up winning the game. My question is, do they get a lot of fake band directors on the field? Like, why did they have to escort this guy? No, yeah. He didn't have a sideline pass, but he had a baton.
Yeah, we assure you he's the guy.
He was facing 500 people with instruments.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.